Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has expressed appreciation to the hundreds of workers employed to construct the Linstead to Monique leg of the North-South Highway. The Linstead to Monique leg of the highway is scheduled to be opened in early August. Mrs. Simpson-Miller toured the roadway last week.
I'm very pleased, and I hope that it will be completed for the August opening, and the other areas will be completed 2016.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was accompanied on the tour by Ambassador of the People's Republic of China to Jamaica, Dong Zhaojun, State Minister in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Richard Azan, and officials of China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC, contractors for the highway. The north-south section of Highway 2000 will be 66 kilometers long and will allow motorists to travel from Kingston to the resort town of Ocho Rios in less than an hour. The $600 million U.S. dollar project is being constructed through a public-private partnership agreement between the Jamaican government and CHEC. The first leg of the project will connect Caymanas to Linstead in St. Catherine, the second Linstead to Monique in St. Anne, while segment 3 will link Monique to Ocho Rios in St. Anne. Both the first and third segments are scheduled to be completed by 2016. Mrs. Simpson-Miller left the island last week for a one-day trip to the Turks and Caicos. While there, Mrs. Simpson-Miller officially opened the Key West Luxury Village at the beaches, Turks and Caicos. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was accompanied by Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. Key West Luxury Village is the fourth village of the beaches, Turks and Caicos resorts, the others being the Caribbean Village, French Village and Italian Village. Mrs. Simpson-Miller also attended the investiture ceremony for the country's newest poet laureate, eminent academic and renowned poet, Professor Mervyn Morris at King's House last week. Born in Kingston in 1937, Professor Morris is the third poet laureate to be appointed in Jamaica, following Tom Redcombe, who was appointed posthumously in 1933, and John Ebenezer Clare MacFarlane, who was installed in 1953. Speaking at the ceremony, Professor Morris expressed sincere gratitude to the nation for the honor.
I am especially grateful to have been chosen in a process that required nominations from the general public. And I am happy that a great many persons have seemed to approve this election.
The newly appointed poet laureate will serve a three-year term. Prime Minister Simpson-Miller has commended the thousands of Jamaicans who volunteered their time and resources on community projects across the island on Labor Day, May 23. In her message to mark Labor Day, Mrs. Simpson-Miller asserted that Jamaicans are self-reliant and encouraged persons to support projects to benefit their communities and contribute to national development. Labor Day 2014 was under the theme, Take a Stand, Beautify Our Land. And the Prime Minister left the island Friday for Pennsylvania, USA, to deliver the keynote address at the Lafayette College's 179th commencement ceremony. Mrs. Simpson-Miller, who was expected back in Jamaica Sunday, May 25, received an honorary Doctor of Public Service degree from the institution. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.